Get power, get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Now, let's look at another heading. We are treating the main topic called unrest. Gospel minister. Let's look at gospel minister. Because we said, your soul needs to be regenerated. Then you do baptism, go through water and Holy Ghost baptism. And the moment after Holy Ghost baptism, you are God's instrument. Now, let's look at gospel minister. Minister in the Bible represent those that minister in priest office. They minister unto God and to people. Minister can be called some other names such as pastor, apostle, bishop, evangelist, etc. They are to minister to the people of God. There are some other God servants that minister through songs, hymns, the works of their hands, materials, money, etc. Ministers are to edify the body of Christ in holiness. They are to show forth the power of God. Ministers. They are to minister by grace. The disciple did, so you should. Now these days, whether they are apostle or pastor or evangelist, whatever they might be called, their job is to minister to God and mainly to minister to people. How will I attend a particular church service and after the service I'm still ordinary as I came? That means God's presence is not there. How will I be under administration and I'm not feeling God? This is the reason why every gospel minister, you must try putting your best to put yourself in a good shape so that when you are ministering, at least you'll be blessing to many. Now, you are ministering as a minister of God. And what most people are looking at is your shoe. Maybe it's a golden shoe, if there's anyone. What they are looking at is your clothes. Maybe that clothes worth 2.5 million. Maybe what they are looking at is your hairstyle. I say, wow, I like pastor hairstyle. Are you getting me? Instead of them to focus on the word, on your ministration, they focus on your outlook. So it's good that the men of God should be simple. Amen. It's good that you should be simple. When pastor this is and now we are in designer, no problem. Amen. I don't know why. It's well. Our service must profit God. Is somebody hearing me? Our service must profit God. So don't put yourself in a kind of position or look somehow that you will not be a blessing to everyone under you. Like I used to say, simplicity will never be out of fashion. Amen. Never be out of fashion. Somebody that wants to give you 200 naira, feel ashamed to give you 200 naira because my pastor, how will I give pastor 200 naira? See my pastor, billionaire. Amen. Maybe that 200 naira is what we open this door. The pastor look like, if I give this one 200 naira, it will cost me. Amen. I better bring your money here. Me, I will collect it. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I will collect it. You know, we are looking threatened to some. Some gospel ministers are looking threatened. You are going out, convoy. Only you 10 cars following you. Security everywhere. So those people that are down, that they want to approach you, that God can use you for them, they cannot approach you. Hallelujah. You are high and mighty. You know they see ground again. Now up your eyes day. It's well. Ministers are like a God among Christians. They are endued with anointing on specific for the growth of the Lord's body. I think we can read some Bible. We saw that of Moses, but let's go to that of Timothy. 1 Timothy 3:2. 1 Timothy 3:2. Bible say, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. Most men don't have faith, and we should be delivered. And we can read the book of Psalm 103:21. Ephesians 3:8-11. Let's read one more. Psalm 103:21. Psalm 103:21. I was coming to this place. I got talking with someone. I said, if the church you are going, the only thing, the major thing they do there is to see vision. To see, I said, run away from that place. I said it to the man. But the church you are attending, what they major on is to see something about you. There's no edifying, there's no growth in the word of God. It's not a place to be. That they can tell you that one woman in your village is the reason for this and that. You know, there are some word you hear from seers that your rest will turn to unrest. Somebody you love, you will hate that person instantly. Amen. I saw a picture. Some men were playing on the bridge. Are you getting me? But underneath the bridge, there was a tiger. But these guys, they didn't know that there was a tiger under the bridge. At the tunnel under the bridge, there was a tiger standing there. But these guys were just playing on top of the bridge. And it was just a little bridge just for passage of water. Amen. Now, if they see the lion, will they remain there? They will take to their heel now. Amen. Some of us, there are some lions around our life. We are not seeing them. But somebody will now come and tell you that, that your house, that room you are living, especially, they bury two head. And anybody that live there will never make it. From that moment, your plan will be, how will I leave this compound? Is that not so? But some of us, we don't know that there are places we are even living. There are more terrible things than that where we are living. But the power of God in us has suppressed it. In fact, destroy it. As you come before the Lord, the power of God is working in every aspect of your life. Amen. You can't tell how many people are planning your downfall. But by coming to come and hear his voice every Saturday here, coming before God here, God is working on your behalf. Amen. No power will suppress you. So I told the man, I said, if all they do in the church is they see vision, nothingness, no sound word of God, all they do is to see something about you, it's not a good place to be. It's not. Because God's servants are to feed God's people. Now, Psalm 103, verse 21, shall we read it? Say, bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. So is that minister of yours doing God's pleasure? You should answer that within you. The other day you catch your pastor with a bottle of alcohol. Another day you saw him putting his hand around the girl that is not the wife and is not the sister. Some other day you saw him somewhere that is terrible and you still call him your pastor. It's well with you. It's well.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
Hallelujah. The root of unrest. Now let's look at the root of unrest. The root of unrest. The regenerated souls that had gone off the dictates and laws of God had lost his salvation. So many so-called believers or Christians, so-called believers, or Christian, they call them Christian, but they are deceivers. They are called good Christian, but they are not. I noticed some things these days. Now, when you become, you are a saved child of God, and you are working with God, you join a department in the church. If you are not careful, through the department you join in the church, you will lose your salvation. If you are not careful. Because you will find some people that will drag you to their club in the church. And then you will see them in all kind of defilements and sins in their life. And they are serving in the church. If you are not careful, it's inside the church, you will lose your salvation. Be careful. Be careful. Very, very careful. Church departments were created to serve God, not to join social club, not to serve men. So when you are serving, you have to be single. You have to be what? Single. It's not we are serving God. I am serving God. Not let us do this. No. Let me do this. That's it. I'm not saying don't obey others, but be careful of joining carcass, even in church. At that point, you will think you are still safe. You don't know that your salvation is gone. Let me tell you, proof of blessing, receiving blessing, is not a proof of salvation. There are many people that are not saved, but they are blessed. When it comes to blessing, principle will get you blessed. Financially, principle. Principle of Jesus will get you blessed. I'm telling you the truth. But if you lose your salvation, no heaven for you. And if the devil hits you, the attack will enter deep. My brother, let me advise you. The reason for your unrest is because of your deceitful, dirty life. They call you born again, but you know you are not. You are dual-way. You are blue-black. You are not the Christian people calls you. Sir, you know that if Christ comes down, you will rotten in hell. You know. And be careful of people that are telling you that, you know, scientifically, there is no God. Thank God they say scientifically. Amen. You know, when we were in secondary school, they taught us weight, that anything that does not have size and occupy space is not a matter. It doesn't exist. God is a spirit too, and those that worship him must worship in what? In spirit and in truth. And spirits have no size. Spirit, amen. You know, I lost somebody in our family. I know that old man, around 104 years. But Baba is a very nice man. You won't want him to die. When you get to him with your problem, it will help you. At least you'll be happy. It will tell you some things that instead of you going wrong, you will stay on the right side. So when he died, I so much miss him. And I slept one day. I saw him in my dream. But when I saw him, it's like my spirit, are you getting me? Travel through the sky to go and see him. By the time I woke up, it's like I dropped back to the earth. Like something hit the ground. Bim! And I opened my eyes. So I heard the voice, do you want to see him again? I said, no. I said it, no, I don't want to see him again. Hallelujah. Now, that voice came and said that if you want to see him, you will have to leave the body and go to where he is. I said, I don't want to die now. Hallelujah. I don't want to die now. So many of us, we are not saved, or we have lost our salvation. And water baptism, Holy Ghost baptism also, is not a license to do anyhow. That now that I have Holy Ghost power, I can do anything. The power is there. It's a lie. You are deceiving yourself that way. You might grieve the Holy Ghost and it will leave you. In case you don't know, the reason behind most of your failures, unaccomplishment, and rejection as a Christian is because of your black and white life. Yeah. 1 John chapter 2. 22-24, Bible says, little children, and all of us are little children, all of us, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteousness. Righteousness is what we do. It's not just what we profess. We do it. He that doeth righteousness, the same is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. So, sin makes you devil's property. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Today, the work of the devil in your life shall be destroyed. The work of the devil is sin. And when you engage sin, you become satanic. You become one of the people. Now, number next we want to look at is after baptism, whether water or Holy Ghost baptism. After water baptism. Baptism is not just a religious rite, but commandment of scriptures. We know that already. It's not just a religious rite, R-I-T-E, but commandment of scriptures and commanded by Jesus himself. If after you have been buried and resurrected with Christ in water baptism, you still went back to your old life, then you are a deceiver. Deceiving your own self. God cannot be mocked. God had prepared his saints, not sinners. There's that singer that sang this song. Say, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. He prepare you as saints, not sinners. Please. Some at the pool for water baptism, they will ask them, are you born again? They will respond, yes, I am born again. And they knew they were not. Be true. Going back to the world after water baptism is a major sin before God. Maybe they did that water baptism for some personal reasons. We have some church today, churches around the world today, that there are some certain laws they created in the church for people to join any department. There are churches that if you have not done water baptism, you cannot be usher. Are you getting me? And as an usher in the church, you have access to some things. Are you getting to some kind of people in the church that may even help your business, help your education? But now you are not baptized in water, so you can't join usher. You can't. There are some departments that if you are not speaking in tongues in some churches, you can't join. And if you join that department, I tell you, there is some financial favor there or some recommendation. And then you see people at the poolside. They are not coming for water baptism because of, are you hearing me? Because of they are truly born again. But they want to be an usher. They want to join a particular department in church. So they will ask them, are you born again? They say, yes. People can do anything for money. People, if a church is giving 100,000 naira per person, say we are giving to our member 100,000, you will see that their membership size will change by the coming Sunday. Or they say anybody that you bring a soul to church next Sunday, there are 5,000 naira for you per soul. We pay you 5,000. Some people will load them with truck. Now you may not see them after that Sunday again. That will tell you that people does all kinds for money, all kinds. You need to retrace your steps, because water baptism are for those who truly surrender to Christ. Water baptism are for those that truly surrendered to Christ. Praise the Lord. Let somebody shout hallelujah. On the other hand, some had gotten to the level of witnessing Christ. That's a kind of Holy Ghost baptism. They have gotten to a level of witnessing Christ. Let's even say, even speaking in tongues. Some people can speak in tongues, and yet they went back into devil's court. Maybe because of their business or anticipated position in the society or in the church. Let me tell you something. Many want their business to move up. Many want to have more money. And some doesn't care, even at the cost of their salvation. Not all speaking in tongues are true. Some are just conjunction of wrong letters and wrong syllables. Some wrong words that makes no meaning to God. Once you're speaking in tongues does not make meaning to God, it will not benefit you or benefit any other person. Check yourself. Stop lying. Lying can be faba. Lying can be what you profess. Amen. The reason you pray and no response is because maybe God had rejected you since you left him. God's laws are stronger than the law of occultism. But only that is a merciful God. He always receives you when you come back. If you choose to return today, he will receive you. But it is good that you return and don't go again. God hates to see you or hear you when you have turned away from him. Only his mercy has kept you, that the enemy has not hacked you down or destroyed you. Change your ways and return back to God. Be ready to lose anything and not to lose God. Protect your salvation. Any other thing may go. After all, Jesus told us, say, what shall profit a man if he gain the whole world and loses his soul? Let the whole world go. Keep your salvation. House, temporal. Position, temporal. But salvation is eternal. Hallelujah. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. That's 1 John chapter 5 verse 3. His commandment is to make life better for us. It's not grievous. It's to make life better for us. Please, who is the groom? I think the man is the groom. And the wife is the bride. That's why they call him bride what? Bridegroom. Somebody that is training the bride. Somebody that is taking care of the bride. Hallelujah. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither is here heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. That's Isaiah 59:1-2. Return. Now let's talk about the minister of the gospel. The reason why some of them are suffering unrest. No, after water baptism, after regenerated soul, after you went back, you will suffer unrest. Suffer unrest. Let's see why some ministers of the gospel are also suffering unrest. Some minister had become mini star, and some others major star. Because of their faithfulness in God's work, they knew them everywhere in the world today. Because they are faithful in what God committed into their hands. Yet, there are ministers that have become herbalists by style. The power of God had left them because of their disobedience. Instead of declaring God's word, they are preparing concussion. And ministers that are hearing me, please listen to me. People that comes for counseling, people that comes to tell us their problem, at times, they are the ones that move people, ministers, to take wrong steps. somebody tell you, I will buy you a car if this prayer. Daddy, look for something now. Other people, when we go to them, they give us things to use. Be careful. If you pray and it doesn't happen, let them go. You know that you can only pray, you cannot answer the prayer. Amen. You can only pray for people. You can prophesy, you can confirm it. No matter what you pray, no matter what you prophesy, if God did not sign it, confirm it, it won't work. There will be nothing to show. Hallelujah. That's why they call you man of God. That your God will sign your prayers. But if this person is rejected by God, even your God, no matter the prayer you pray on it, will not answer. It will not answer. And let me tell you, you can't bamboozle God to answer. You can't say, by the God that called me, the God of 1930, I said this must happen. If that person is rejected by God, it will not happen. It will not happen. Be careful of saying God has sent me. It means a whole lot. Amen. A man of God was ministering to a dead child. They have been looking for the man, so they brought the dead child. And then, as he wanted to lay hands on the dead child, that the child would come back to life, God spoke to him. He said, if you lay your hands on this child and pray, this child will live. He said, but can you take care of him? He said, girl, I took this girl away. But if you pray for him, she will rise. But can you take care of him? The man of God withdrew his hand and put it in his pocket and entered his office. The girl died. Amen. Now, a question, can you take care of her so that she will not go into the world? A man of God was enforcing God to do something. It was also to raise a dead. And the Lord told him, I will raise him, but your ministry will die. Choose one. Choose one. He left off. So be careful in saying, the God that sent me, if God will not do it, he won't do it. Amen. And if you enforce it, you will be the one to lose. Hallelujah.
That was Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship, located at Ionimite Jesus House, Babawale Blocks, behind Bakery, Abekoko, Ifo, Ogun State. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505, 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday 10:30 a.m. Fridays 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.